makes you grin, if it makes you spin, if it's where you're going and where you've been, when you open your eyes.
Hear It Now, Hear This. We like to look at people in the music business who are beyond the chart toppers and the usual suspects. Mary Wood is a very successful songwriter and singer. Her work is some of the most heard music on television and radio. Her songs have been recorded by Britney Spears, Aretha Franklin, and Kiss. But you may have been distracted when you've heard Mary's songs because the stars performing them were holding out Pepsi cans at the time. It is fair to say Mary Wood is the queen of the New York City jingle scene. She has recorded hundreds and written thousands of jingles. Mary, welcome to Now Hear This.
Thank you for having me.
We want to welcome you to commercial-free public radio.
Exactly.
This is one of the few avenues where your work has not saturated the market.
Exactly.
So now you're conquering probably the last remaining place
That's right.
where your voice can't be heard. So for our listeners who are totally unfamiliar with the jingle writing process, how do you write one? How does it start?
Well, generally the way it starts is, you know, we got a call from the advertising agency. They usually will have some idea of what they want their tagline to be. For example, you know, the joy of cola, that they'll give you that. And then, you know, I try to ask a lot of questions about who they're trying to target, you know, what kind of energy in the music they might want, if they have any visual ideas that might be married to the music. We just try to get as much information from them about what they're thinking. And then we'll kind of do it two ways. A lot of times we'll go through and try to find a good beat that feels like it's at the right tempo and has the right energy, and then we'll just sit with guitars and start kind of jamming and trying to come up with some good melodies and good feelings. And then from there, once we have a musical feeling that we like, then we'll go back and try to make all the words fit in and do it that way.
One of the real tricks of jingle writing is interpreting what the client tells you.
Absolutely.
And I was talking to a jingle writer who's, you know, a real veteran, and I'm sort of asking him for advice, and he said, if the client says they just want something funky, just run away, because it basically means they have no idea what they want.
Yeah.
But specifically, he was saying that, you know, funky is a really good example of a kind of music that means, to one person it means Motown, to somebody else it means hip-hop, to somebody else it means, like, Philly soul, to somebody else it means disco, somebody else it means, you know, Parliament Funkadelic. Yet you are given the task to get funky.
It's very interesting. I had another example of that recently where we were trying to do something. We had a conference call, and they said, you know, our client really wants to do something with an island feel. We really want something islandy. It's got to be up. It's got to be blah, blah, blah. But make it contemporary, you know, so make it like islandy contemporary. So we said, okay. So we kind of did a bit of a dance hall, you know, islandy feeling thing. We actually really loved it. We sent it in, and they say, well, it's too reggae. And we said, islandy. Like, I don't know what else that means.
For me, the interesting side effect of getting called in to do jingles is one of the great benefits is that you actually get to work with the pro whistler.
That's true. Yeah, you do have some fun. Yeah, it's amazing who you get to call. There are those times where you say, wow, I, you know, call the guy from Lion King who plays all those amazing recorders because we need to do this thing, you know, so, or find a guy who can play bagpipes. I mean, that is really fun.
And you've also worked with a lot of, like, big celebrities. I mean, you did this Britney Spears jingle.
Yeah.
Did you actually, you know, get to break bread with Britney?
Well, I would call it breaking bread, but yes, I did work in the studio with her and was at the shoot for the commercial. So I spent, you know, a good amount of time with her, and, you know, didn't, you know, we're not fast friends, but certainly, you know, we're on a first name basis, and she was sweet.
Not like Aretha or Gene Simmons.
Right, exactly. Aretha and I are pretty tight at this point.
Actually, have you done more than one thing with her? Was it just like a...
Yeah, I've only done that one thing, but I was, you know, lucky enough to be able to fly to Detroit and, you know, produce the session, which I have to say was pretty darn intimidating. Uh-huh. I think at first she was a little weary. She's like, who are these ad people that are going to try to tell me what to do? You know, she was a little bit, you know, hesitant. And then once she started singing and we were just floored with how amazing she was, and we gave her, you know, the respect. That first moment of having to hit the talk back and say, can you do it again? It's sort of like, who am I to tell Aretha Franklin?
Right. Like, a little more energy, Aretha.
Right, exactly. You know, let me just sing it how I'm hearing it, you know. So.
Is jingle writing in and of itself an emotionally satisfying thing for you as a songwriter and a musician? Because I personally think of it more as craft.
Yeah, I do a lot of songwriting as well, and I always feel like the minute that you try to make writing a jingle your art, that's the end. Because then you become so emotionally attached to something that you really have no control over, and it's really not expressing your true feelings. So I always try to keep that, you know, in mind, even though, of course, you get wrapped up in something and you're working so hard on it, you have to care so much about it, but you have to be very careful not to cross that line and say, like, oh, this is my art. Like you said, it really is a craft for me as well.
Well, Mary Wood, it has been a pleasure having you on Now Hear This. Thanks for coming to the show.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato.